Welcome to episode 230 of the Lost Levels podcast. Today we are talking about Metroid Prime Federation Force. That game finally came out, actually a couple of weeks ago. We're a little bit late on it, but it takes a while to play this game, so give us a break. I'm Super Samus, your host, and today I'm joined by Spider Staryu.
Bananas. I gotta find bananas.
Hey, everyone.
Did you find the bananas?
I found them. Okay, found the bananas.
Oh, good. Donkey Kong within the first minute of the podcast. That is what we all need in our lives.
Yes.
But anyway, Metroid Prime Federation Force unfortunately does not feature Donkey Kong.
Unfortunately.
And I think that is part of why the initial reaction for the game when it was first announced back in June of E3 2015, that might have been why people were so taken aback by this game. Do you remember that whole thing when it was first announced?
I remember when it was first announced. I remember the dislike bar on its YouTube video.
Oh my goodness.
The dislike bar was so huge. Like, the little like bar was so tiny. It was like, what, like a couple hundred likes, but there was like thousands of dislikes. This game was not received well when it was first shown. It was not received well at all.
Yeah, I do remember that. Do you remember, like, what you saw? When was the first time you saw it, and what was your first reaction watching it for the first time?
Was my first reaction? I was kind of taken back a little bit when I first saw it, because I wasn't expecting another Metroid game, period. So I was like, oh, another Metroid game. And then when I saw it was about the Federation and not about Samus, immediately I was just like, what the heck? Like, what? Okay, okay, this is a Metroid game, yeah, but without Samus. Okay. Yeah, let's just have a Mario game without Mario, you know? We have Luigi or Peach, but Mario's still in it. But, like, I don't know, when I first saw it, I'll be completely honest, I was just like, yeah, doesn't look like a game I'm gonna be getting, but I did get it. But, yeah, just, I was so, like, no, I was not having it when I first saw it. I was like, yeah. I was just, no.
Yeah, I remember when I first saw it, I instantly knew who was making the game based on, like, the art style and just the way it looks. Because it's made by Next Level Games, the same people who made Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, and it looks so similar. Like, they have their own unique graphical look. And I immediately knew what was happening, so I was like, oh, is this like Dark Moon? Another Luigi's Mansion? Or I just knew it was from them. And then when I saw, like, you know, this is Metroid Prime style, like with the what do you call the your gun, basically? Your hand? Your arm?
Your arm cannon?
Your arm cannon. Actually, I think that's right. Yeah, when you see the arm cannon, like, that's Metroid Prime, that whole view, first-person view. And it just felt so off. And then you see the name, and it's called Metroid Prime Federation Force, and I'm like, ooh, well, is this actually a Metroid game? I'm not sure. Now, I'm going to give myself some credit. I was one of the people who was like, you know, let's give it some time. We got to see it. Got to see more of it. A lot of games, when they're first announced, you don't see the full picture. You don't see the full potential of this game. It isn't until later, when it's closer to release, when they start putting out trailers that show off a lot more creative ideas and different features that were not originally shown in the first release. And so that was my thought process, like, you know, just give it some time, we'll see. And then as time went on, they kind of pretended like this game didn't exist for the longest time. We didn't hear anything about it, even because it's August, it was released in August, and E3 was in June, and they didn't talk about it at all. But they did talk about games. Like, I know this was the Zelda year, but they still talked about Mario Party. They talked about Paper Mario, Tokyo Mirage Session. They talked about games coming up. Pokemon, they did not talk about Metroid Prime Federation Force. Even in the month of launch, it was like, it's kind of appeared. It just did not have any hype buildup to it, and that's pretty telling of what kind of a game it will be, unfortunately.
And also, let's talk about, you know, the petition to get this game canceled. Yeah, that was a big thing. So around, like, when it first came out, when it literally first, not came out, when it first was shown at E3, right? E3 2015.
Yes.
When it was first shown off, some person, I don't know who, like, but there was, like, groups of people, like, with their little petition to say, get this game canceled. I'm just like, oh my god. Like, it was a little full petition saying, we want a real Metro game. We don't want this nonsense. We don't want it, you know, none of that nonsense. We want Samus to be in it. We want a game about Samus. That's what Metroid's about. And they were saying everything about it and, like, this, that, and that, and the fourth, and whatever. And it was such a big deal at the time because, you know, for most games, you know, they don't get petitions to get canceled. Yeah. And not signed by so many people. Yeah, I'm sure, like, those little petitions and stuff come out. Of course, there's crazy people everywhere. You know, people are like, I don't like that game because it has, like, a red speck in it, so I want it to get canceled. But, like, this was, like, a big thing, guys. Like, it was, like, a full-on thing. Like, everyone was like, I want this game canceled. And there was a bunch of people signing a petition, like, thousands of people. So it was a big deal about the petition. And did you sign the petition, SC?
No, I did not sign the petition.
I didn't sign a petition either, because even though I was not really liking the game so far when I first saw it, I was like, you know what? I need to try it for myself. Because then at least if I try it, I can say, okay, I don't like this game. It's a bad game or whatever. I can say it for myself. I don't want it to just be canceled and not know what could have been. So the game canceled. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
With these petitions, like, the goal of getting the game canceled, like, that's not going to happen. That will never happen. If the game does get canceled, it's not because you wrote a petition or you signed or part of a petition. It got canceled for whatever other reason. What it does do is if it does get a lot of signatures, it does, I guess, Nintendo can raise an eyebrow and be like, oh, you know, like, 20, because I just read that within 2 months it had 20,000 signatures on this petition.
Oh, my God.
And I mean, it can raise their eyebrow, but they're not going to stop making the game. They already put so many resources and time into this game. They're not just going to stop. They could maybe change something if, I mean, and that's the thing, like, you reveal it at E3 and you get your reaction and you still have time to change things from there. Not dramatic things like, oh, well, now Samus is going to be the main character again. No, that unfortunately, Samus as the main character, it does not work in this game. As much as we wanted to, it doesn't work. We're not going to have four Samuses running around.
Yeah.
If you did have Samus, then people would be complaining, well, this isn't how Samus would act. And Samus wouldn't be in a team like this. A Samus this, a Samus that. Like, this is not the game for Samus, unfortunately. But yeah.
I just wanted to say one more thing. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The thing that scares me about the petition, though, is that what if this petition scares Nintendo from making Metroid games? That's what got me the most when I saw the petition. I didn't mention that earlier, but when I first saw a petition, it kind of scared me that, you know, Nintendo can see this and just be like, oh, they don't want Metroid games, so we're not going to make Metroid games after this. That's it. No more Metroid games. So that kind of scares me. And, you know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, this... This is actually very... It is actually very scary, because you had Metroid Other M. I don't remember what the sales on that were, but the reception was not... It was mixed. It was definitely mixed. But for this, the reception has been a lot more negative. Yeah, a lot more negative than that one. And from what we've learned, it has not been selling well either. And I mean, look, so far we got the numbers from Japan. And Japan, first and foremost, Metroid does not sell well in Japan ever. So, you know, you got that right out of the gate. And first-person shooters do not sell very well in Japan either. So you got those two combined, and you're not looking at great sales. But, I mean, the game sold less than 4,000 copies in Japan.
Dang, that is an all-time low.
That's really bad. That is not good. And it'll be very interesting to see how it does, like, in North America, Europe, because that's going to be very telling. Because if they, for the longest time, we haven't had Metroid, and they put one out, and it does not sell well, where is the incentive for Nintendo to make another one?
Yeah. But it's like a double-edged sword, because it's like, it's kind of hard, because it's like, this game itself, I we're going to talk all about the game, trust me. Like, this is just the beginning, but we're going to talk about the game, because we both played it, and, you know, we're going to talk about it, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, like, it's kind of hard, because this game is not really the best Metroid game. It's, like, you know, I like, my favorite type of Metroid game, first and foremost, is the 2D style. I like Metroid Fusion, Super Metroid, Metroid 2, Return of Samus. Those are my games. Those are the games that... Metroid Zero Mission. Oh my god, how did I forget that? Metroid Zero Mission, that's a great game. Those Metroid games are some of the best Metroid games for me because it's so... It's a lot easier. The Metroid Castlevania style where it's like you traverse a map and it's 2D like that. I love those types of Metroid games. And I was actually really hoping that they would do something like that again. Metroid Prime series is more like a shooter. And, you know, you explore a map, of course, but... It's more like mission. It's like a set thing. So it's like, it's not really the same Metroid style we're used to. It's just, you're in a mission, that's it. You finish the mission, okay, that's it. Come back. And it's like they take you places. Like, while, like, in normal Metroid Prime, like, usually you traverse the map yourself. And if you have to get to another area, you have to walk all the way, you know, over there yourself. So it's different. And it's just hard because it's like, I could see why Metroid fans themselves may not like it. Because I'm a big Metroid fan. And it's like, it makes sense why they wouldn't really enjoy this style of gameplay. So, you know, it's just sad because it's like, I'm sure tons of Metroid fans want another Metroid game. It's just, it's kind of hard because they don't want this type of Metroid game, but Nintendo still might see that as, oh, they don't want any Metroid game. That's what it is. They don't want no Metroid game, so we're not going to make mm-hmm. no more.
And
so, you know.
And going off what you said, you were telling me that you're more the 2D Metroid guy. And while yes. I love Super Metroid, and Metroid Fusion's great too, oh my gosh, Metroid Prime is one of my favorite games. It's so good. And playing this, it's just such a different take on Metroid that I'm not sure I want. Like, Metroid is all about exploration. It's all about that feeling of isolation in this distant, strange planet, whatever ship, whatever you want to be on at the time. It's all about exploration, and Super Metroid, Metroid Fusion, Metroid Prime, they all do it so well. This game yes. is not about that. This is definitely not about that. It's about, like, completing objectives and missions, and I'm not interested in the world that I'm in, and it feels so, like, structured. It feels yes. like I'm so boxed in. It's so linear that I don't feel like I'm in a real world, whereas the other games, I feel like I'm really exploring.
And can you even name the three worlds? I don't even remember the names.
Ion, I think, maybe. No.
Through memory, not through looking it up.
No, not Exelion. Exelion, I think that's one, actually. I don't know.
It's just like they... You're right. You just said it. It's like, I don't even care about the world I'm in. Well, like, Metroid Prime, you know, I might not remember the name so well, but I remember, like, there was the grasslands. It was, like, really rainy and stuff. Yeah. Like, really, really nature-like. There was this ice world. Oh, my God. Tons of ice enemies. And all sorts of, like, really, really cold climate. Then there was a volcano-like area where it's, like, magma, lava. Oh, my God. Like, you remember
magma
those.
Magma caverns. Mm.
Yeah. And there's, like, a plasma area. There's, like,
Vendrana Drifts. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is he going back into Metroid Prime? But it's like, you know what I mean, right? It's like, you remember those things. I might not remember the names, but I totally remember those areas. I remember certain parts of it. I remember it so well. But for this game, it's like, I don't remember anything. And I don't really care to remember anything. There's nothing that makes it stick out as special. These worlds, honestly, with these missions, it's like, I don't even remember the names of the missions. I was playing with Essie earlier. There's this, what's it called? I'm saying it wrong again, aren't I? What's it called?
Uplink.
I'm calling it Underline. I don't even know the name, and I don't care to know the name. Uplink, I call it Underline. I can't even remember. And it's like, there's nothing special about these worlds that will make me remember. There's nothing that sticks out enough where it's like, okay, that happened, so I'm going to remember the name. Nothing. So, that's just, I'm really negative.
And, like, I want to keep going, and I want to talk about a little bit more, but Metroid, a big thing about Metroid is that it kind of started that whole not really a genre, but like the Metroidvania thing. Like, that's not present in this game. That is not a factor here. And I mean, it makes sense because the way this game is with the missions, and you need to have missions if it's going to be multiplayer. You need little like chunks of the game that you could separate so you could play one at a time, right, like with an end goal. So it makes sense that you don't really have that, but that's such an like important part of the Metroid series, and not having that is a really big negative, I think. And it really takes away from the experience.
I agree with you. And as a big Metroid fan, I can say that. You know, I'm not just a blind Metroid fanboy, all right? I want Samus done a specific way, and if she's not done that way, I'm not going to be too into it.
Oh my goodness, one more... We're just kind of all over the place here, but one more thing. You mentioned Samus. We're also disappointed that Samus is not the main character, blah, blah, blah. And how the focus is on this Federation force, these drones, or these mechs, or whatever you want to call them that you are. Yeah, it kind of annoys me that every single mission, like in the transmission log, when you start, it's like, Samus did this, Samus did this, Samus reports this, Samus was here, Samus did this. If Samus is not important or is not part of this game, then just commit to it, dang it. Don't let her be in every single story mission.
Samus sent an encrypted message.
Yeah, I'm like... Actually, I think we should be clear with our audience here. I'm actually not finished with the game. This sounds bad, but I'm unfortunately doing the guide for it, and it's making it a lot harder to play this because I don't really have the motivation to play. Writing the guide for IGN right now, and I'm only on mission 11 right now. Actually, technically mission 12 because I pretty much did 11 at this point. That's how far I am. What about you?
Huh. Well... Actually, I am a lot farther than that. I am actually on mission 20. Yeah, mission 20.
Oh, you're so close.
Actually, mission 21.
Oh,
I forgot the name of it.
You're really close.
I forgot the name of it, but it's like, I was doing it last night and I failed it, so I was like, I'll do it in the morning, and I didn't do it in the morning. I was like, oh, I'll do it some other time. I'm like, oh, but I have to do a podcast about it. I'm like, oh, I'll do it some other time. And me and you, SC, we played a little bit before we did the podcast, like I mentioned earlier. Do we want to talk about some of the multiplayer stuff?
Yeah.
Some positives?
Yeah, let's talk about the multiplayer.
Okay. Well, do you want to begin, or should I begin?
Well, actually, I think you should begin, because here's the thing. I've been playing a lot more single player. In fact, only single player until this morning. And then what's it like for you?
Sorry. I've only played multiplayer. I have not played single player. At all.
Good.
And I was going... Actually, I did, because we got disconnected. So that was my first time playing single player.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was... I've been playing multiplayer the whole time. And most of the missions are pretty easy to get done if you're playing with people who have brains and have a sense. Sometimes you play with people who just want to just explore and just be ridiculous, and they die a lot. Sometimes you just find a person who just dies a lot. And please, oh my god, if you're that person who just dies every second, I want to knock you out, because literally, I want you to come back and just knock you out again, because, oh, there are some people who just die like 4 times in like 2 minutes. Come on. 2 minutes? Dying 4 times within that time? Come on now. But multiplayer mostly is fun, and I will say that with SZ, maybe it's just SC, because SC is totally fun to play games with. And he can be a little bit ridiculous when you have to get him under control, being honest, he really is so fun to play games with. And SC was just acting, no problem, and SC was just acting crazy when we were playing. He's just doing the most bizarre things. Like, what was the one we did first? We did,
don't remind
Mission 11.
Me. No, Mission 11? 9. It was Mission 9, Blender.
No, we did the one where we had to push that,
yeah, that one, the cart,
yeah.
In the storm.
SC, first and foremost, SC was, like, at the beginning for, like, 30 seconds. Like, do I push the second one? I'm like, you gotta push the second one if you want to get the objective. And it was actually, wouldn't have been a good idea, but the freaking guy we were with a third guy, we don't know his name. I forgot his name. I think his name was Aggro or something.
It was, yeah. Shout out to Aggro.
Shout out to Aggro. He took all the shields, so we couldn't have a shield, so we couldn't do it, but SC was like in the beginning for 30 seconds, then he was like getting a mod, and he's like, wait, where are you guys? And I'm like, oh my god. Oh, me, yes. And this aggro guy, we were pushing the cart, and we left SC in the back.
Look, you have to understand it from my perspective. I played that one, so we played that this morning. I played that one the night before. I was trying to play it, but in single player, it's near impossible to do this one because you move so slow, and you're in the middle of the track, and a storm comes. You're like, oh, great, now what do I do? Or enemies are attacking you, and then a storm comes. I did not realize, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I totally should have had the shield with me because that would obviously help a lot more. I've never considered using that. And to clarify, I was trying to get the mod because in single player, you can't really just leave right off the bat because a storm comes right away. So you have to wait for the storm to pass, and then that thing falls over on the track, you destroy it, and then you can go. So I'm like, okay, so we're over here waiting. Let me go grab the mod. All I did was grab the second cart, push it a little forward, and jump into the hole, grab the mod. I turn back, empty room, cart's gone. I look at the map. God. They're already in the next like safe house area. But that's the thing. That's the thing with single player, is that you're going to have a tough time. It's going to be a lot harder. And in some cases, like this Mission 9 level, you're not going to be able to get the objective. It's impossible. You are not going to go and get both carts over onto the other side. And
yeah, it's impossible. Especially not in like 11 minutes.
Yeah, with the mission time bonus too. It's just, you can't do it. And I've been noticing that, you know, like this game, and this is obvious. I shouldn't have to notice this, but this game is not made for single player. It's made for a multiplayer experience. And if you play it single player, you're going to A, be missing out, and B, having an unusual time. And I say unusual because at times it'll feel like it's a little too easy, and at other times it'll be impossible.
Yeah.
And it's just flat out boring at times.
With multiplayer, it's fun. I'll be honest, it is fun. But it's not... It sounds so bad, but for Triforce Heroes, I felt like it was so much more personal. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. What I'm trying to say is, like, when I would play Triforce Heroes, I would, you know, you would see the person, you'd try to throw them off and stuff, and it was hilarious and fun. But for this, it's like, everyone has to be on point. If you are acting ridiculous or screwing up, you know, you really could really screw up the whole team, because if you don't get the objective done, you know, people are going to be mad. They're wasting their time. People are trying to get the objectives done to get more medals. And if you're screwing around, you're with that person, or you're with that person who just dies, you're not going to get that time bonus or the time objective because they keep dying. You have to go ahead and save them and stuff. But I will say this, multiplayer is mostly fun. Most of the time it can be fun. But like I said, I wouldn't go out of my way. I would not go out of my way to play this. Like, I wouldn't be like, SC, let's play a game tonight. SC's like, sure. What game do you want to play? Metroid Prime Federation Force. And SC's like, oh my god, absolutely. Let's go play that. Like, it's not something I would go out of my way to play, to be honest.
Yeah. Since you mentioned Triforce Heroes, I find it ironic that you say that this Metroid Prime Federation Force is the one where it's like people are screwing around and you're getting kind of like annoyed. Where Triforce Heroes is the one where you share your health, where when you screw up and you lose a heart, like that could really make someone mad. Yet in that one, you're totally having a fun time. And this one, it's more, they want you to take it a little more seriously. And at times it's good. But at times, I don't know, you're playing with random people too. And the communication is just not there.
I mean, yeah.
Hello. Over here. Like,
nice paint job.
Nice paint job.
Thank you.
I'm
lock
nervous.
And loaded.
Wrong game.
I'm nervous.
That's Mario Kart Wii, right? Or is it 8? I don't know.
That's in Mario Kart Wii. It's in Mario Kart Wii and Mario Kart 8.
I'm nervous.
Go easy on me.
And for single player, I think I've said everything there needs to be said. I would not recommend the game for single player, though. Like, if you are not planning to play with other people, then I just say don't get the game. It's not for you.
Yep. I totally agree with that. I back up SC's statement completely.
Oh, So I want to talk a little bit about the story. Now, how much of the story have you been paying attention to?
I've been paying attention to all the story, but I've not been... I don't remember any of
it. Yeah. From what I'm able to gather, it's basically that the space pirates are back somehow.
Yeah, the space pirate... Okay. You just triggered something. Okay. Samus has eradicated the space pirates, so I don't know exactly when this takes place, but this takes place, I think, after Metroid Prime 3.
Yes.
So that's when Samus destroyed all the space pirates and all of them were gone.
Yes.
So, after Metroid Prime 3, apparently the space pirates somehow, so I guess one of them or two of them lived and they multiplied or whatever, because there's like an infestation of space pirates on these planets. An infestation of them. Just like the elite ones, the big ones, the annoying flying ones that when you kill them, they're like, they just fall into you. Ugh. But yeah, pretty much that's what the story's about. And you gotta knock out the space pirates' base because they're planning on, you know... anytime space pirates are around or any Metroid enemy, you know it's not good. It's not for good things. And they're not stupid enemies. You know, they actually have plans. They have tons of transporters and things like that to, you know, transport to other planets to get things done and to, you know, destroy things. So what I'm pretty much gathering at is that you try to take down the space pirates, the whole space pirates army. And there's other things as well. Like you see Metroids in the game. Oh, the Metroids are so cute. Oh,
there spoiler. Are Metroids in there. Aww.
Yeah, spoiler. They're so cute until they grab you and suck you up, and you see the person levitating on the off the ground, just like with the Metroid choking their head.
Oh my gosh, this is so random. But I played with Boo last night, Smash Brothers, and he got attacked by a Metroid 3 times. And he would keep escaping and just come back and start sucking the life out of him.
Metroid,
get off of me! Anyway,
but yeah. Metroid's like, what are you doing? Playing a game, no! And Metroid just grabs him again. Playing a game, no! Get off, Metroid!
Oh my goodness. As for the story for Metroid Prime Federation Force, yeah, it sounds... Again, I'm only up to about 12, mission 12. That's about halfway through the game.
Right.
But very basic, very, not very interesting. That's the other great thing about Metroid Prime is that following the story, and yes, there's a story.
There's a story? There's a story? What?
Yes, there's a story of Metroid Prime.
I knew that. I'm just joking.
But anyway... Like, following that story through the logs and the scanner, oh my goodness, I love the scanner in that game. And it's not having it here, I'm like, this is such an important part of Metroid Prime. Following the story through there was extremely interesting. Learning about the history of the location, of the people that once lived here. Because, like, they do talk about that, like, oh, there used to be this ancient race here, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I just don't care. And the logs that they leave behind are just, they just don't have the depth or the information that... really attracts my attention. So unfortunately that aspect of Metroid is not here. Yeah. Do you care any about the story at all?
Do I care about the story at all? Well, I know there is a story and I do care a little bit. I've been doing that. I don't know if you know this. I think you just said this, but when you play the level, sometimes they have that little thing you just hold A and like you said, they just tell you about what used to happen here or whatever. I like those things. Mm-hmm. I like paying attention to those things, even though I forget some of them. But when you remind me of, like, the space parts, I'm like, okay, no, I remember this. I remember that. So I'm paying attention a little bit. But okay. I will say that the storyline is not the most interesting in this game. And like I mentioned earlier, I did not beat the game. So, you know, hey, I still could probably like the story. Maybe towards the end, maybe it gets juicy. I don't know yet. But, yeah, so far the storyline has been eh.
Have you seen, like, the final ending in the boss by chance?
No, don't no. spoil
so
me.
So, I won't spoil it then. Unfortunately, someone spoiled it for me, so...
Wait, can I make a guess? Can I make just one guess? If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong.
I won't respond to it, but you can guess.
Is it a Metroid Prime? No, not Metroid Prime. Oh, my God. Is it Mother Brain? Just say, it's fine, just say yes or no.
I can't say anything. Also, I didn't watch it or anything, so I can't say for sure. It's just someone wrote something like, You little...
punk.
Yeah, punk. Although I will say, and I don't... This could potentially be a spoiler, but I think it's important to bring up, is that the ending is supposed to leave a tease for potential Metroid Prime 4. So, that's very interesting. It is interesting, but it's also not, because most Metroid games leave some kind of tease. At least the Metroid Prime ones, from what I can remember, they usually leave some kind of tease. So, not too surprising, but that's cool that we have at least some hope of another Metroid Prime game. Hopefully a Metroid Prime 4, not Federation Force 2. I don't think we want that just yet.
Please, please, no Metroid Prime Federation Force 2. Don't destroy me, please.
Oh my goodness.
No, I can't handle Metroid Prime Federation Force 2, please. Ugh.
Is anything else you want to say about the main game before we move on to Blast Ball?
I'll just say that, because we've been really negative, which is fine. You know, we have opinions. You know, you could be playing the game, you totally disagree. That's totally fine. I don't judge anyone by their opinions. If you like the game, you like it. That's totally fine by me. But for me, I have had a little bit of fun. I'm not going to say the whole time has been just, oh, I have to play this. Oh, like, no. There have been moments where I played it and it was fun. Multiplayer can be really fun. It's just, like I mentioned, it's really not the most interesting. And at times, it is just, like, do you know that adjective? It's just, that's an adjective. And it should be. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got to say. There's positive things, but I would say the negative things, unfortunately, outweigh the positive.
Yeah, yep, that's exactly what I was going to say. Any positives that are there are, like, overshadowed by the negatives, which are very, very big and very noticeable and very apparent.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, Blast Ball. So this is the, like, it was kind of confusing when it was first announced. We didn't know if this was a separate game, if this was the same game, if this was a mode. Turns out it's kind of more like a mode for this game, an extra mode that's just completely separate from the main game. It's a, was it
3v3? 3v3. 3-on-3! 3-on-3! No? Okay.
No, yeah, I'm trying to remember the song, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay, good, good, good.
I always thought they said, "We are three," and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. We are three. No. We're talking about Mario Hoops, by the way.
Yes, or Mario Slam Basketball for you Europeans.
That's a good name. What? That's a good name. I don't know why they called it Hoops 3-on-3, but anyway.
Well, I like that name, too. I like both names. I want both names. Mario Slam Basketball 3-on-3. Okay, I'm sorry.
But as for Blast Ball, yes. kind of, I don't want to say soccer, but it's got the same concept. You have a goal, you have a ball, you want to get it into the goal. Pretty similar there, but you are in mech suits, and you are actually shooting at the ball, and shooting the ball is what makes it move, basically. So depending on how much you charge it, how much it gets blasted, blah, blah, blah. And there's different little upgrades and differences you can make to your mech suit, blah, blah, blah. What do you think of this mode?
Whoo!
Oh.
Not positive, if that's what you mean. Blast Ball, I saw it at E3. I saw it at, I've seen multiple things about it. I tried the demo too. I liked it. I was like, oh, okay, this is fun. But I don't know, when I was playing the game, I don't know if it was because I was just so filled with negativity. But it's like, when I was playing, I'm just like, oh my god, this is so stupid. And I kept dying, because apparently, if you shoot too much, your mech automatically just explodes. But I kept freaking exploding out of my mech. I'm just like, what in God's name? All right, this is supposed to happen to Yoshi Man, to Dark Boo, not to me. Oh. Exploding out of my mech? Because they don't know about it. That's why. I'm not saying because they know. They don't know about it. So I imagine like it would happen to them. I thought, okay, I know about Blast Ball. I know what happens in this mode. So when it was happening to me, I'm just like, what the heck? Why is this happening? And my voice was literally getting that high. I'm just like, what? Why? I just couldn't take it. Blast Ball also kind of reminds me of another game. I don't know if we're mentioning that yet, but it reminds me of something else.
Ooh, what is it?
Forgot the name.
Yeah.
It's Rocket League. Yeah. Rocket League? Okay. I got it. Yeah.
It's been out for a while. Okay. I understand.
Rocket League. It came out like 2015 or something like that. And it's very similar, but it looks more fun. You're like, you're driving. It's like your car. You're a car or you're in a car. Not that you are a car. I'm a blue car. Yeah. A blue, I don't know any of the car brands, damn it. And I used to know those things. Anyway, you're a car and you had to hit the ball into the goal. So, but when I was sawing a video of it, Essie was telling me about it, and I saw a video. That looks so much more fun than Metroid Prime Blast Ball. I'm just like, are you kidding me? I'd rather play this. Yeah, that's all I have to say. I'm sorry. I've been talking a lot.
No, but like with Rocket League, unfortunately, I've been wanting to play for so long, but I never got around to it. But it just looks like so much fun. It looks hectic. It looks fast. And strategic, absolutely. And with Blast Ball, it just feels... Well, first off, it's on a 3DS, which as much as I love my 3DS, and as much as others don't, I don't like to play a multiplayer game like this on the small system with those controls. It just doesn't feel right. And it feels just a lot slower and just a clunkier version of Rocket League. And they're not identical. They definitely are different, but they have very similar concepts. And unfortunately, Metro Prime Federation Force and Blast Ball, they're the lesser of the two, I think.
Unfortunately, it's true.
Yeah. I actually have not played it with other people that I know. Like, I haven't played with Staryu. So, I mean, I pray that I'm wrong, but I have very little hope that I'm wrong.
Yeah. You probably laugh though when I die though. If I freaking explode my neck, you probably laugh.
Can you imagine seeing other people play this game? Oh,
I'm imagining a lot of people. There's a lot of people where this would be so hilarious to see.
On a related note,
what the F?
Dark Blue and Soul could not make it today. Just throwing that out there. They are part of the podcast too, but totally related to what we were talking about. But that's Blast Ball. That's Federation Force. I don't know. I mean, we did talk about it a little bit about how it compared to Triforce Heroes and how both games took a series that wasn't known for its multiplayer and tried something else with the series in a 3DS online multiplayer game. We think Triforce Heroes is the better of the two, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Triforce Heroes does have its problems too, but it is mostly 10,000 times more fun. Every time I play it with SA, I'm always laughing my head off. And actually, little plug here, if you go on the Lost Civils YouTube channel, you can actually see a video of me and SC playing. I just remember something right now. SC was all like, I'm going to show you something you can choke on.
Yeah, I think it's episode 192 or something like that. It's very close to 190. So go ahead, go check that out. It was fun. It was fun.
And that was fun.
The other thing about Triforce Heroes is that I also did a guide on that one. So I played everything in single player first, and I definitely enjoyed it. I had a fun time with it. They did a good job at taking a multiplayer game and adding in features and different, what's the word? Not abilities, but just adding in things that will help make that single player experience just as worth it as the multiplayer, with the totem poles that are the totem, like what do you call the people in Triforce Heroes? The totem.
I think you're right. Totem. Yeah.
Totem. Sure. So you have them, they just exist. They're not real people, but like you could still use them in unique and different ways than the multiplayer one. Whereas in Metro Prime Federation Force, I just feel like I'm always missing something. Like, I need someone else here to do something. Like, when I'm protecting the uplink, I'm either trying to shoot the people or protect who's at the uplink or heal it or something. There's four jobs to do, and there's only one of me, basically.
Yeah.
Like, with the cart level.
Whew. Oh.
That one is one where different people do different things, so playing it by yourself does not really work.
No.
You want to give it a score? Do you want to compare? Because we kind of already compared it to other Metroid games, so we could just give it a final score. We don't even have to give a score, just final thoughts.
Final thoughts, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could do that. All right, so let me just tell you people out there. Let me talk to the Metroid fans first. Hello, Metroid fans. I am one of you. Honestly, I would not recommend getting this game if you are a really hardcore Metroid fan, because I really don't think you'll enjoy this. Because usually you can have a blind eye to things, like, if you really love a series. But this game does not have the things that you're used to. It does not have traversing an open world. It doesn't have that isolation like SC was talking about. It doesn't have those things. It doesn't have the same Samus / Metroid-y feel. Metroid-y, that's a word now. Metroid-y. You know, a Metroid-like thing. It doesn't have those qualities. And it really just feels like, you know, it's a sub-game. It's a spinoff, and really not the best spinoff. And honestly, I would recommend this game if maybe, like, you just have, if you have a bunch of 3DS games, let's say you have Kirby Planet Robobot, that's a great game. You have Super Smash Bros. For 3DS, you have Mario Kart 7, you have Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes, you have all the big games, and then you want another game, I would recommend it then. I would be like, okay, you know, you can try it out, maybe you like the multiplayer, you know, you want to try something new, why not? But I would not recommend this game if you are a new 3DS owner, you know, or if you're thinking about getting a 3DS like Dark Boo is. You know, I wouldn't recommend this game. You know, I wouldn't recommend it. I really would not recommend it. Like I said, too long, didn't read. If you're just ignoring everything I'm saying, I would recommend it if you already have a bunch of games and you're like, why not? Why not get one more? Then I would recommend it. But I would not recommend this game. Would not recommend this game if you're a new 3DS owner. I give this game a 4 or 5 out of 10. Because it's okay, but it really is abysmal. It's abysmal.
Yeah, I'm just like at a loss of words. I'm like, dang.
I clocked all the tea.
Basically, I wish there was some kind of demo, because I think if you tried it and you enjoyed it, then totally go for it. Otherwise, like, I don't want to risk people buying it just to be disappointed, because I think most people will probably be disappointed. Single player, absolutely not. Do not go for that. Multiplayer is where it's at if you're gonna have fun. So, and a rating, I just feel like 4 is so low, but it might be 4. I'll go with 4.5 out of 10. And again, that's just like on the spot review. So,
and by the way, do not let this be your first Metroid game. Please, God, please,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God. There is Super Metroid on the eShop. There's Metroid Fusion. They have Metroid Zero Mission.
Yeah.
Those are great
trilogy. Metroid Prime, or Metroid 2, I believe.
No, that's they had the trilogy. Dark Boo bought that. I know he bought that on the Wii U. So yes.
He did. Praise the Lord. But yeah.
So there's so many more Metroid games to buy and that are better. And honestly, I would love to do a podcast sometime in the future about Metroid Fusion, because that's one of my favorite Metroid games. Or Metroid Zero Mission. Those are great Metroid games. And by the way, another little plug, we actually did a podcast about Metroid Prime. So if you want to listen to it and hear our opinions about it, you can go to The Lost Levels. marpelegacy.com. Go to our episode guide and just look for Metroid Prime.
Yeah, it was about a year ago, so it would be somewhere in the 180s, 170s, 190s, that area. But yeah, that's it for our Metroid Prime Federation Force discussion. Next, we would normally do our news and community, but we had a podcast actually 2 days ago
on
the Nintendo Direct, September 1st Nintendo Direct. So go back to episode 229. Go listen to our discussion there. We actually had a lot of good thoughts in there. So if you care about news, that's where it's at. So we're just going to move right into what have you been doing, Staryu? What have you been doing?
What have I been doing? I've been doing it all. Are you kidding? No, you will stop. You will stop with that Donkey Kong-ness. I can only handle so much Donkey Kong, SC. And there's only so much, but let me talk about what I've been doing. So let me just talk about this really quickly. Before I did this podcast, I went to Popeyes to get myself the bona fide big box, which comes with 3 tenders, 2 sides of your choice, which I got double the fries, and a biscuit. Yes, a biscuit. So I got all that good stuff. And when I was there, it was so... I know this is so irrelevant. You guys are like, I don't care, but let me just say it really quickly. When I was there, this guy was, like, giving me attitude, like, acting all, like ridiculous. Like, I was like, oh, can I get one more thing? And it's, like, rolling his eyes, like, oh, I have to get you one more thing. Like, isn't it your job to get me what I want if I'm giving you money? Like, you're rolling your eyes, like, giving attitude, like, oh, it's gonna take 3 more minutes for this chicken to cook. Like, are you kidding me? That's your job. Oh. That annoyed me so much. I wish Dark Boo was here, because Dark Boo would be like, oh, yes, I know all about this, 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 and that. I don't know if you've had experience with that, SC, with people with attitudes in customer service, specifically fast food, but it is...
Not really.
Well, you're lucky. They're probably seeing you like, aw, I can't be mean to him because he's so sweet and so nice. But me, they're like, this little heathen, this little creature, this little spider, get out of here. But whatever. That's neither here or there. People have attitudes. I ignore them, or if they give me attitude too much, then I go dark boo and I clap them and throw them into the fryer. So what else has been going on? I've been playing Super Smash Brothers with Yoshi Man. And yes, Essie, I can say his name. All right, he knows about it, so it's not like he doesn't know about it. Of course, I was beating him. I was three-stalking him. I was putting him in his place. Of course, he was running into the tornadoes, as per usual. So, hi, Yoshi Man, if you're listening. I like putting Yoshi Man in his place, because that's where he belongs. okay, not meaning too much. I was also playing with Super Zambazi. Yes, hey. And with Dark Boo, and we were doing a lot of fun matches. There were some great matches we had. And also, I also want to mention this. SC, me and you were playing last week, I believe. Last week. And you were doing really well. SC was beating me. I was doing Super Samus, and SC almost three-stalked me. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's unheard of, by the way.
I wish it was recorded, because literally I was just like, no. And SC was laughing his head off, because I was just like, no, SC, you're not allowed to do this. No. And luckily, thank God I was able to get him down to one stock, but then he beat me. He just, with Mewtwo, just doing that up smash, and bam, I flew. I was like,
This was on Temple, by the way, so that changes.
But I was not being a sore loser. You know I wasn't. I was like, good job, Issy. And I gave him his props, and you beat me one more time, I think. Well, oh, I was Marf, and we were doing Sky World, and items were on, and you threw a pitfall and dropped me through the clouds. I'm just like, how could you do this? Why would you do something like that? And Issy's just like, has to be done. Or he's like saying some little, you know, his little comments, little smart comments he makes. Oh, but of course, geez. Don't worry, I was picking Ryu and I gave him exactly what he needed.
Foot Ryu in his doesn't face. Have no stop it. Ryu does not have bananas. Get out of here.
Oh please. You know exactly what you need, SC, and it's not bananas. Oh, but that's not true. Damn it. Okay. The second thing you need. Ha, got you there. Bam. But other than that, that was all I was doing this week. I was playing a lot of Metroid Prime Federation Force, and that is all I've been doing. I'm going to be uploading more videos on my channel for Mario Party 10 with face cam and everything, so you can check that out soon. I believe I'm going to be uploading, what's it called? Whimsical Waters. And in that one, Donkey Kong's in that episode. I'm not playing as Donkey Kong, but Donkey Kong's in the episode, so it's going to be Donkey Kong realness. So definitely go check it out when it is out. I believe it will be coming out today, Saturday, September 3rd, 2016. So check my channel out later today, and or just look it out. Just check it out now, and it'll be up. So yeah, that is all I've been doing.
Mm-hmm. All right, for me, yeah, Smash. I've been playing a lot of Smash, including the matches that we played. We actually played, was it like 2 nights ago, I think?
Yes.
The three of us. The three of us, there's only 2 people on this podcast, us two and Dark Boo. here's the thing. I'm really, I understand. No, we're not at that point yet. I understand people who really like Omega stages and like the competitive play and all that. And like, that's great. I actually love being a part of that too. But I also think there's a time and a place for just a little more craziness. You know, I love to have items on. I love having chickens on. I love having beetle.
Bees,
yeah. Pitfall. Oh, I love all that stuff. And I love stages. I love the crazy stages too. Now, like, I'm not really surprised, but I'm like, oh, I really wish you'd give it a chance when people are like, oh my gosh, Great Cave Offensive, what a waste of a stage. I'm like, no, that one's like one of the best ones. Like, that is such a fun concept. And when you turn on, like you can do so many different item combinations. What we love to do, we have launch rank to 2.
Oh no.
We have sticky bombs, we have bomb bombs, we have the bullet bills. The bullet bills, pow blocks. Oh, the pow blocks is what makes it really crazy.
Blue shells.
Blue shells. It gets really crazy. Like, someone will get hit and they go flying all over the place.
Banging into walls like a pinball.
Like those stages are so much fun. The New Super Mario Bros. U. What is it called? The stage?
Mushroom Kingdom U.
Mushroom Kingdom U. Yeah, like Nabbit. Oh my gosh, Nabbit.
Nabbit is SC's best friend. Unless he grabs him, then he's not.
At times, Dark Boo's friend, best friend. hey, and Staryu's.
True.
At times, there's so many fun like even Port Aero Drive recently. I kind of even forgot the stage was in the game, but even that one's so much fun because you'll just be playing and a car just comes speeding through and you are knocked out senseless, like nothing, like nobody's business. Oh, it's just Smash Bros. Is a really fun game, and honestly, at this point, I want to say that this is my most played game I've ever played in my life. I need to go check how many hours I put into this, but I can't think of a single game that I've played more. Yeah, what do you think? What's the most played game for you? Brawl? Oh. Okay. Okay, that makes sense, but yeah, wow. but yeah, that's what I've been playing outside of Metroid Prime Federation Force. Now, I did want to mention one thing. Some stuff that's been going on on my YouTube channel. First off, I don't know if people knew this, but I've been doing some on-camera videos. Ugh! Makes me roll my eyes. It makes me cringe. But that's the thing. I need to practice my on-camera skills. I need to work on being better in front of a camera. Stop being so nervous. Stop talking like a robot. Blah, blah, blah. Like, on the podcast, I feel like, listen to today's episode and then go listen to episode 1. Or even episode 100. Or even episode 200. Like, maybe not 200, but a little further back. I'm a lot more comfortable now. I've done it.
Oh, yeah.
We've been doing this for so many years, 4.5 years now. Oh, my gosh. And I've gotten the skill down. Not perfect. Absolutely not perfect. As you can tell, just listen to this podcast. You've made it this far. I don't know how, but hey.
No, you do a great job on the podcast. And you're very fun to talk to.
Oh, you too.
I am.
Oh,
I mean, thank you so much.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But as for the camera stuff, like it's pretty bad. But that's the thing. I need to practice. So I'm putting out weekly videos. First, I started doing Nintendo news, and it was. I stopped doing that. I changed it last week to Nintendo trivia because I love quiz shows. I love just challenging people to stupid random questions, riddles, what have you. So I have the first episode out. It's about Mario Party, and I'm actually going to record the second one after the podcast. So keep an eye out for that. That'll be on the Mario Party Legacy channel. And because I really do want to keep challenging myself to improve with these skills, yesterday I went out and I got myself, oh my gosh, Staryu, ugh, you're going to like this. I got myself a webcam.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, I finally got a webcam. I'm going to try to do weekly live streams. I'm going to try to do weekly live streams on me working on my Banjo-Kazooie hack. Banjo-Kazooie Returns.
Oh, you could do that on Twitch.
Yeah, that's where I think I'm going to do. I'm going to have a little section of the screen with my ugly mutt.
You are not ugly, Essie. You're good looking, please. I hate when people do that. People who are good looking are like, oh, I'm so ugly. I'm just looking at them like, you're ugly? Oh my God. I've seen ugly and you're not even close.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. Thank you. But I'm going to have that while I work on my levels, which is kind of weird, but I think it'd be kind of fun because I have a lot to say about that kind of stuff and interacting with people. And I know that people, that's something people would be interested in seeing. Certain people are following my project and I'm really happy for them. I'm really glad that they're there. And I think this would be a great way to interact with people and for me to practice being on the spot. Like that stuff, the video stuff, I do that. It's not script. It kind of is, but it's not at the same time. This would be like on the spot. Like if I fart, I fart, and there's nothing.
Oh,
I can
you
do
are
about
so
it.
Gross.
But yeah, keep an eye out for that. I want to start doing that this week. I'm trying to pick a day that will be like the weekly day where I do it at the same time at noon. I'm thinking of picking Thursday at noon, but keep an eye on my channel, Super Zambazi on YouTube. Woo, I talked a lot for what have you been doing. I think that's it for
me. Stop talking. I mean, keep going on.
Well, anyway, we're going to wrap up the podcast. You can subscribe to the Lost Levels podcast on iTunes. Make sure to leave us a rating and a review. And we don't repeat this every week for no reason. Please go do it. Please.
Do it now. Give us 5-star views.
Yeah, or whatever podcast service you're listening to. We're on multiple things. So, yeah. Do a review for us wherever you are. You can find all our past episodes at our website, thelostlevels.mariopartylegacy.com, and our Mario News and Community at mariopartylegacy.com. And we're also on social media. You can find us at facebook.com/thelostlevels, on Twitter at lostlevelsmpl, on Tumblr at thelostlevelspodcast.tumblr.com, and on YouTube.com/user/thelostlevelsmpl. As for me, Super Zamzy, you can find me on YouTube, Twitter, Nintendo Network. PlayStation, PSN, Xbox Live, all that good stuff. Steam, I'm on Steam too. It's all under Super Zamzy.
So, as for me, I am SpiderStar. You everywhere. I'm on YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google+. All of it is SpiderStarU. I also have an Instagram, oh my god, so where you can see my handsome face and get mesmerized by the juicy, delicious SpiderStarU. It's just SpiderStarU, so just go look it up. Follow me on Instagram. Just don't be creepy, because I'm not into creepy people. Other than that, if you're going to send me an invite on Nintendo Network, like, you want to play Smash Brothers, or you want to play Mario Kart, you want to play Splatoon, that's totally fine, but tell me who you are. Say you listen to the podcast, say you watch my YouTube videos, say something. If you say nothing, you will get rejected instantly.
Same. So, same. Yes. I do the exact same thing.
Yes, yeah, say something.
Even if you write TLL, I'm like, all right, fine. Come on in. Like, yeah. I have to play with you. If you say nothing, or write MPL. That's all you got to do.
Or write YouTube. Write Twitter. I'd write something. Just don't write nothing. If you write nothing,
It's just, I leave it. Actually, this is kind of bad. I don't reject. I just leave it.
I always reject. Sometimes I get like 7 invites. I'm just like, oh, I got to reject each and every one because you didn't say where you're from. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. And as for this Metroid Prime Federation Force podcast, that is it. Thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for another great Nintendo topic. Bye.
Goodbye.